so John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. The whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem went out to him. Confessing their sins, they were baptized by him in the Jordan River. John wore clothing made of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. And this was his message. After me comes the one more powerful than I, the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. At that time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. Just as Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And the voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am pleased."
May the Lord bless to our hearts the reading of his word. Amen. I have baptized you with water. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. You're sweet, Charlie. I can't breathe. I believe the women. A cacophony of anguish fills our planet, from the streets of Paris, Ferguson, New York City, to the halls of Canada, refugee camps in Africa, Middle East. People wail, people cry, death stalks. Stalks offices and streets and highways and stores. My God, why have you forsaken us? So it was that Isaiah would appeal to God. Oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down, so that the nations might tremble at your presence. It was a heart's cry from a people who had been put down, mocked by those who denied their God. Come, Lord God, right the wrong, lift up the poor, set free the captives, give power to the oppressed, heal those that suffer. John the Baptist, he came out of the wilderness, strange-looking character, camel's hair, leather belt. I even ate locusts and wild honey. He was preaching to such a people in such a time as this. And they came from all the surrounding countryside to hear him. He was saying, repent, turn from your evil ways. Here's this Jewish prophet was calling upon these Jewish people to be baptized, to wash away their sin. Then he said, there's one coming. There's one coming. I'm not even able to stoop down and tie his sandals. For I baptized with water, but he will baptize with the Holy Spirit. Now, many of us Presbyterians follow the lectionary, and our lectionary story begins with the book of Genesis. God parted the waters of chaos in the beginning. God created the sun and moon, stars, land, animals, humankind. God parted the waters to take people from slavery and lead them to freedom. God parted the waters and the people entered a promised land. A whole new chapter of the story. And a fourth and a fifth time, we find Elijah crossing over the Jordan to meet God. And the waters were parted on one side and the other. And Elijah rode to heaven in a flaming chariot, and Elisha used his mantle to part the waters again in order to begin his ministry. And here in the New Testament, Mark continues the story. God tears open the heavens and comes down. Here that child of Bethlehem strides down the hillside to the River Jordan to meet his cousin John. And he waded into the water. And John parted the waters, flowed down over his face into his beard and muddied his clothes. Here it was that Jesus was claimed by the water, marked, called to ministry, to the lost, to the broken, to the hurting. Oh, yeah. He would have to move on to meet the devil, face temptation, tests. But now he was on that road less traveled. the road to Jerusalem. We share that same baptism with Jesus. What kind of story are you living today? When was the last time you thought about your baptism? You know, most of us weren't even there for that ritual. Our parents were there, but most of us weren't. And someplace, Mom has that certificate stuffed away in an envelope or in a box. If you ever had a child baptized, do you remember the promises you made? Do you remember the promises the congregation made? It's a time of affirmation. We've heard the words, "This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. This is my beloved daughter, in whom I am well pleased. And then in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I baptize you." We receive a name, a Christian name. We feel the water. Named, called, received the very blessing of Almighty God, maker of heaven and earth, of a Son, Savior, Lord, of the Spirit that moves over the face of God's good earth. What a great story that is. An affirmation. Oh, we call it by lots of other names, but as one preacher, David, put it, today's culture has the omnipresence of affirmation. Facebook gives us the chance to like posts. Don't you go in there, go like. Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram. We're invited to collect hundreds or thousands of followers and fans and friends, most of whom we've never met. Today's sports events give medals to those who participate. The companies of our land collect all our likes. You ever been to Kroger's? Myers? They know exactly what you bought. They know exactly what you need. In fact, our latest Ford or Lincoln has figured out for us before we even get there. We're the most important persons in the world. Right? Just a thought. If you've ever met any of these folks, then how can likes and hearts create any enduring sense of value? Maybe God was perceptive after all. It is not good to be alone. Sherry Tuttle, MIT professor and author of Alone Together, discovered that people today report feeling connected and lonelier than they ever have before. But we crave acceptance. What's going to happen tonight? The Golden Globes, the Oscars. Why do you think all those beautiful people gather every year? When we lived in California, it seemed that every weekend there was an event of affirmation. There are so many Oscars, they can't even give them out all in one night. We want acceptance, just as they do. Listen to them. "Oh, my fans love me." Yeah, right. They don't even know me. They don't know anything about me except what the papers say. But they love me. Sure they do. We may crave affirmation, but what we really, really need is acceptance. You know, we are affirmed when we fit in. But acceptance means to be accepted and valued just the way you are. You are my beloved son. You are my beloved daughter with whom I am well pleased. Identity, worth, regard. When was the last time you said that to your mom or dad or brother or sister, child or best friend? Remember the first time you messed up? Maybe your son or daughter wrecked the car? We had just gotten Bill Ford's dad's T-Bird Green Mustang convertible. It was a special T-Bird Green. It was a beauty. We had Debbie take it to Dearborn High School for an event that was being held there, and it was snowing. Well, on the way down Cherry Hill Road, as she approached Telegraph, the car in front of her stopped. The Mustang didn't. She had to come home. And then the parents' steps took over. Did you get hurt? Did you call the police? Did you get the insurance information? Then amid all those tears, you give them the hug. "So glad you're okay. It's only a car." "Yeah, right, only a car." Forgiven. That's what we want. Forgiveness. It's a blessing. You see, first there's this feeling of helplessness. Oh, What am I going to say? What am I going to do? And then there's the hub. In our lives, we're blessed, for God is with us. And that's what blessing means, that God is always with us. The good news of the gospel is that despite our helplessness, we are forgiven forever. We're loved forever. John calls us to repentance. Jesus calls us to repentance. And Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the good news of God, saying, the time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news of the gospel. Repent. It's not an end. It's a means. It enables us to turn around, to see that God has not abandoned us, but continually comes toward us to help us up and out of the messes we make of our lives and the lives of those around us. There was a Roman Catholic priest who was very, very popular. They used to line up at his confessional booth. The priests don't get as many, but there was a reason. You see, when you finished your confession, he always said the same thing. Is that all? Is that all? Repentance is not simply saying you're sorry. That's an apology. Repentance is about transformation, rebirth. It means you don't have to live the way you've been living. That God has made all things new. Turn, turn, turn. There is a time for everything under the heavens. But wait, the heavens were opened. See, up, up, the heavens were opened. Andrew King penned it, is as gentle as the touch of the hand of love that embraces a newborn child or two. It is vibrant with the power of the breath of the Spirit that moved over the waters of creation. And its breath beats the heart that pulses with the grace that is the life from God eternal. The dove descends with the fullness of joy. Hear the voice as it sings to your heart. Listen to God's intention to bless this world. Attend to the dove. It descends here among us. To the voice, it sings to our hearts. Then follow by grace to the future that is joy. My friends, to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. Ecclesiastes 3 in the King James Version. Solomon postulated a time of laughter and sorrow and healing and killing and war and peace. It was made famous in an earlier era in which I lived, old days. Peter Seeger, you guys don't remember Peter Seeger. Do you remember Peter Seeger? Oh, okay. He added one final line that made it his. A time for peace. I swear it's not too late. It's not too late. A time to hate, a time to love, it's not too late. Sisters and brothers in Christ, the Presbyterian Church has a book of worship. And in the book of worship, it has a reaffirmation of baptismal covenant for a congregation, that's you. And we're here. Our baptism is the sign and seal of our cleansing from sin, of our being grafted into Christ. And through the birth and the life and the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, the power of sin is broken. God's kingdom entered the world. Through our baptism, we have been made citizens of God's kingdom and freed from the bondage of sin. I ask you then, once again, reject sin, to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, to confess the faith in which you were baptized. Do you renounce all evil and the powers in this world which might divide or defy God's righteousness and love? If so, answer, I renounce them. Do you renounce the ways of sin and separate you from the love of God? So answer, say, I renounce them. Do you turn to Jesus Christ and accept him as your Lord and Savior? If so answer, I do. Will you be Christ's faithful disciple, obeying his word and showing his love to your life's end? If so, answer, I will, with God's help. The heavens open. The waters of baptism. As a family of faith and part of the whole church of God, let us confess our faith as it is found in your bulletin, which we call the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth right hand of God, the Father Almighty, from whence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the union of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. Eternal and gracious God, we give you thanks in countless ways you revealed yourself in ages past and blessed us with these signs of grace. We praise you that through the waters of the sea you led people of Israel out of bondage into freedom. We praise you for sending Jesus your Son, who for us was baptized in the waters of Jordan. Through the baptism, his death and resurrection, you set us free from the bondage of sin and death, giving us cleansing and rebirth. We rejoice that you have claimed us now in baptism, that by your grace we have been born anew. By your Holy Spirit now renew us, that we may be empowered to do your will and continue forever in the risen life of Jesus Christ, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all glory and honor now and forevermore. Amen and amen. Remember your baptism and be thankful. In the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.